are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Crying Over Spilled Milk. Hello, this is Abby, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is the inaugural show of Crying Over Spilled Milk. That is so exciting. That song you just heard was Pool by my forever favorite band, Paramore, off their, I think it was 2018 album, or no, 2016 album, After Laughter. I need more Paramore music. ASAP. For today, I just set up a playlist of some of my favorite songs, new finds and old, so you can get a sense for what I like to listen to. And next up, we are going to have a song by Tao in the Get Down, Stay Down.
Why deny? 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 Why de above you, meticulous bird of prey. Now I perch above you, meticulous bird of prey. Why didn't I?
So that first song you heard was Meticulous Bird by Tao in the Get Down, Stay Down. I actually found Tao earlier this year when she opened for Julian Baker. I think that was in September. And she is just a treat to listen to, especially if you're into Fiona Apple. I definitely recommend checking her out. She's so good. That next song was Coming Soon by Annie DeRusso, who's an indie musician I found on TikTok, everyone's favorite short form video app. I probably found her like under the Lucy Dacus tag, and she's incredible. Definitely recommend checking her out. I think she's going to be one to watch. Next up, we are going to have the band Gladdy.
Busy people do. I'll go running, let my hair down. I'll go running, let my hair down. Won't give two ears to what you say now. Won't give two ears to what you say now. I'll go running, let my hair down. Won't give two ears to what you say now. I'm a space rock burning fast. I'm a space rock burning.
I don't wanna fight. No, I just wanna swap.
So that was the wonderful Orla Gartland's More Like You off her recent album, Woman on the Internet. I've been a fan of Orla since she was making covers on YouTube. She's a fantastic songwriter. I definitely recommend checking out her album. Before that was I'll Go Running by Squirrel Flower off her recent album, Planet One. We have a lot of 2021 albums this playlist. I did not do that on purpose, but I'm not complaining. There is so much amazing music being made right now. So that was Squirrel Flower with I Go Running. Again, check her out. Check all of these people out. They're all people, music I love. I'm actually going to see Squirrel Flower next semester. She's coming to Boston. I think she's from Boston too. So if you really vibe with that song, I think tickets might still be available. And then before that was 2020 by the band Gladdy. This band is from Philadelphia, and I discovered them 2 weeks ago when they opened for AJJ. Weird combo there, but they were amazing. Just some, like, I don't know, it feels very student radio to me, so I thought it was worth playing. We are about halfway done with our time, which is insane. Time flies when you are listening to good music. So now it is time for our station mandated PSA. This one is called Walking is Good Exercise, which is true. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in around 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I love walking. I was actually walking for around 2 hours last night just listening to Taylor Swift to prepare for a certain album re-release that we will be talking about later in tonight's program. But I definitely recommend going on a walk. It's a great way to listen to some new music. It's one of my preferred ways of finding new music because I don't have a car on campus and I like to drive to listen to music. So I might as well walk. Our next song is a real fun one. So I'm just going to play it. It doesn't need any introduction, I don't think.
Sundown and I'm feeling lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against her skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun.
Chiffon, that's how it feels. Oh, when she's on me,
steal a few breaths from the world for a minute, and then I'll be nothing forever. And all of my memories and all of the things I have seen will be gone with my eyes, with my body, with me. But me together, so I bet all I have on the fruit grow. And at least in this lifetime, we're sticking together. Me and my husband, we're sticking together.
Probably upset right now. I still haven't got my driver's license, and I'm sorry to make it about myself again, but you signed up for this. You signed up for this. You signed up for this. Shout if you want.
Right, yeah, she usually is. Please don't.
essence, and I am sorry to make it about myself again, but you signed up for this.
You signed up for this. I love that song. Okay, so let's go in order. That first song you heard was, of course, Silk Chiffon by Muna featuring Phoebe Bridgers. My song for the semester, and I think a lot of other people's songs for the semester. You know, life's so fun. Again, that's a recent release. That's a 2021 when they announced that they signed to Phoebe's record deal. I don't understand music business. But what a fun song for a weird post-pandemic year. But it's great. We love it. That next song was Mitski, of course, me and my husband, off her 2018 album, Be the Cowboy, which was her most recent album, but she just announced that she is coming out with a new album in either January or February. Forgive me. I don't know off the top of my head, but if you've never listened to Mitski before and it's someone that you think you might enjoy, it's someone that's been recommended to you, now is the time to check her out. She has new music coming out. There's a lot of hype around it. What an amazing songwriter. Just check out Mitski. Who doesn't know Mitski? Who doesn't love Mitski? And that song you just heard was You Signed Up For This by Maisie Peters, who is a British pop artist, one of my favorite pop artists at the moment. That is off her album, You Signed Up For This, which is her debut album, 2021. It was just released. Can we talk about how good of an album name that is? You Signed Up For This? And I just love that as an opening track. There's some other really solid pop songs on there, but that song, I think it's so fun. The whole, like, I'm 20, probably upset right now. Me too. And that's just such a good introduction to her as an artist. But if you really like some, like, very good pop music that is really witty, I definitely recommend checking out Miss Maisie Peters. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, my personal all-time favorite artist, all-time favorite band, they've been my favorite band for as long as I can remember, is Paramore. And if you don't follow Paramore as closely as I do, first of all, what are you doing? But you may not be aware that Paramore's frontwoman, Hayley Williams, dropped her first ever solo album in 2020 and then another album in 2021 because 2020 was like that. So we are going to listen to her song Watch Me While I Bloom off her 2020 album, Petals for Armor.
How lucky I feel to be in my body again. How lovely I feel not to have to pretend. I'm shocking to feel.
Got a lot of shit. You only got one side of me. Here's something new. I'm alive in spite of me, and I'm on the move. So come and look inside of me. Watch me while I bloom.
cuffs. Run, baby, run, you're free.
Now I'm making a living, crushing the algorithm. Flip the pillow to the cool side. Law of magic, feminism. Finally found religion. Laying naked on a poolside.
Okay, so that first song, as I mentioned, was Watch Me While I Bloom by Hayley Williams off her 2020 album, Petals for Armor. Hayley Williams, in my opinion, is probably the best vocalist just working right now, period. If you've ever heard, like, the song All I Wanted by Paramore, you know what I'm talking about. And that album isn't like Paramore, and I think that's one of the things I love about it. I definitely recommend checking it out if you are really vibing. As I keep saying, I recommend checking it out, but like, I really do love all of these artists and songs I'm playing. So like, if you're vibing with any of it, stream it on Spotify. It's not that hard. That next song was Heavy Balloon by Fiona Apple off her critically acclaimed 2020 album Fetch the Bolt Cutters. I think it got like the highest score on like NPR, Rolling Stone. I don't know. I don't pay attention to music critics that much, but it's a amazing album. Fiona Apple is just, wow. She's Fiona Apple. That's, I think, all I can say about that. But that album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, so good. So good. That next song you heard, a bit of a different vibe going on, was Prodigal Daughter, which is our first single. It was released maybe a week or 2 weeks ago by Lights. Just Lights. That is legally her name. She changed it. Who got really big during MySpace. So, like, before I was on the internet, my older sister was a really big fan of Lights and got me into Lights when I was in middle school. And she's been someone I've been following since. She had a really cool album in maybe 2018 called Skin and Earth that she made to go along with a graphic comic that she wrote and did the art for. She's incredibly talented, and I'm really excited to see what that lead single is leading to, because she's gone in a bit more of like a electric EDM direction recently. She does a lot of work with dead mouse, so we'll see where that goes. So we're almost to the end of our time, which is so sad, but this next song is from an album that dropped last night, and it's not the album you're thinking of. Obviously, Red, Taylor's version, dropped last night, and that's an amazing album, if you don't know that already. But I don't want people to sleep on this one, too. This is Gracie Abrams, her album, This Is What It Feels Like, dropped last night alongside Taylor Swift, which is a hard day to drop. But this single, the leading single for it, is so special, and I just think I need to share it with you guys because it's so good.
Oh, we almost got away, we cut it close. The city's getting loud if I choke. It's only 'cause I'm scared to be alone. Been trying to work it out, you should know. I would do whatever you wanted. We don't have to leave the apartment. Met you at the right time. This is what it feels like. Living in a movie I've watched and funny 'cause you're good. Train was cold, we left Connecticut.
Time. it feels like.
Oh, that was Gracie Abrams with Feels Like. Definitely check her out. And as I've been mentioning this entire time, Red Taylor's version dropped last night. So I'm going to close it off today with my favorite song from Red. I've been a Taylor Swift fan my entire life. I'm a redhead named Abigail. It's my burden to bear. This is WMFO Medford. This was Crying Over Spilled Milk. I hope you enjoyed our first show. And I hope you enjoy Treacherous.
Put your lips close to mine, as long as they don't touch. Out of focus, eye to eye.